Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022 after proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend, Brian Bowling, when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Renee Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Renee's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked evidence about what really happened to Renee by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcast. Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. There are so many strange stories out there that it's hard to decipher fact from fiction sometimes. And conspiracy theories are the murkiest stories of them all. On one hand, they may just be something we create to help make the world interesting. On the other hand, maybe they could be real, and if that's the case, we're in a lot of trouble. Here are the five strangest celebrity conspiracy theories explained. Number 5. The lizard people we love. In the landscape of modern myths and urban legends, there are tales that stretch the boundaries of belief, but that doesn't mean they can't be true. Among these, a peculiar conspiracy theory winds its way through the glittering world of celebrity, suggesting that beneath the skin of some of the most famous faces we've come to love lies a secret far more bizarre than any tabloid could invent. This is the story of the lizard people theory, a narrative that defies logic and yet has seeped into the undercurrents of pop culture everywhere. The roots of this conspiracy take us back to a time before social media and viral news was everywhere. It was the 1990s when David Icke, a former soccer player and sports broadcaster turned conspiracy theorist, first proposed the idea that many influential figures, including celebrities, political leaders, and heads of state are in fact shape-shifting reptilian humanoids. These entities, he claimed, belong to a bloodthirsty alien race, manipulating world events to keep humans in a state of fear and ignorance. The idea seems outlandish, yet it found a foothold in the public imagination. Why? Well, because the world, it appears, is very messed up. Perhaps this theory offers an oddly comforting explanation for the sometimes inexplicable behavior of the rich and powerful. The theory suggests that these lizard people are able to shift between a human and reptilian form at will, using their positions of influence to orchestrate global events for their own sinister benefits. Examples cited by believers are as diverse as they are bizarre. A glitch in a video feed, an awkward movement caught on camera, or an unusual glint in a celebrity's eye. All have been pointed to as evidence of the reptilian nature hiding in plain sight. There's videos of many celebs exhibiting signs like this. Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Miley Cyrus, and of course, Mark Zuckerberg, just to name a few. In fairness, some of these videos could merely be special effects put in place. But if that's the case, then what's fueling this enduring conspiracy? Surely there must be some truth to it. Skeptics point to psychological factors like pareidolia, a tendency to perceive meaningful patterns like faces and random things. Others suggest it's a modern manifestation of age-old fears, a sort of digital age reboot of ancient myths about demons and shapeshifters that have haunted human stories for millennia. As to why it's lizards exactly, well, some think they are an alien species, but others say that they've been here all along. Lizards have lived on planet Earth far longer than human beings. In that time, they too have evolved and, as part of their survival skills, have learned to shapeshift into things like people. Really, when you think about it, what better way to ensure your survival than by convincing your enemies that you don't even exist in the first place? Thus, the lizard people show up as humans and pull the strings in whatever direction they see fit. As we delve deeper into the 21st century, the line between reality and fantasy becomes even more blurred. The lizard people conspiracy, while lacking credible evidence, serves as a mirror to our society's fascination with the unknown and the unexplainable. It reminds us that sometimes the most outlandish stories can take on a life of their own, reflecting our deepest fears and curiosities back at us. Number 4. Paul is dead. The year was 1966, a time when the Beatles reigned supreme over the world of music. Amidst this backdrop of Beatlemania, the band was working hard on their upcoming album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, when, on November 9th, Paul McCartney had left the Abbey Road studios when he got into a serious car crash. The images of the car after the fact looked bad. However, Paul was okay aside from a few bumps and bruises. At least, that's the story they told. But soon a rumor began to circulate, perhaps birthing out of facts that were trying to stay hidden. It was one that suggested Paul had actually perished in the crash, but because the band was such a force, they, or the powers to be, decided to keep the music churning at all costs. The story goes that in an effort to preserve the band's monumental success and shield the public from the grief of losing a beloved icon, a look-alike was swiftly put in place. As luck would have it, there had recently been a McCartney look-alike contest, which crowned a man named William Campbell the winner, and he certainly looked just like him. Over the years, then, clues began to pop up that only further pushed this theory. Subtle hints that could have been the band just messing with people who believed the theory, or were small nods to let them know that they were correct. The first thread of this intricate web can be traced back to a peculiar and seemingly innocent interview where John Lennon, in a cryptic manner, mentioned, Paul isn't the same anymore. This vague statement, possibly innocuous, began to take on a sinister hue as sleuths and fans alike started to piece together a puzzle that only seemed to grow more complex with each discovery. Take, for instance, the iconic album cover of Abbey Road. The four Beatles stride in unison, but Paul is out of step with the others, barefoot, and his eyes cast downward. This image became a cornerstone of the conspiracy, interpreted as a symbol of Paul being out of sync with life, a walking ghost, so to speak, among the living. Then there was the enigmatic Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. Its cover, rich in symbolism and hidden meanings, was dissected like a cryptic painting. The fans pointed out how Paul, standing amidst a sea of historical figures, is adorned with an armband reading OPD, and speculated to stand for Officially Pronounced Dead. So, is that meant to mess with people, or a cleverly hidden message? 1968, the Beatles came out with the song Glass Onion, in which the lyrics sang by John Lennon were, "Well, here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul." It's believed these lyrics were a reference to the band's previous album called The Magical Mystery Tour, which had the four of them dressed up as animals on the cover. All three are dressed in white, except for Paul, who was in a black walrus costume. Black, often associated with the color of mourning and death, was once again thought to be a clue. The music itself was not spared from scrutiny. Backward messages and songs like Revolution 9 and I'm So Tired were believed to contain hidden references to Paul's demise. The infamous line, "Paul is dead, miss him," when played in reverse is clearly heard, so how much was the band actually just messing with people? As the years went by, the Beatles themselves occasionally fanned these flames of mystery. In interviews, they would drop vague and ambiguous statements, each one a potential clue in the eyes of those obsessed with the theory. These breadcrumbs, whether intentional or merely coincidental, only served to deepen the enigma surrounding Paul McCartney's fate. In the end, the story of Paul McCartney's alleged demise and replacement is not just about the potential death of a star. It's a narrative that captures our fascination with the unknown, our desire to find hidden meanings in the mundane, and our relentless pursuit of the truth, however elusive it may be. Number 3. Beyoncé, the Queen of the Illuminati. In the world of glittering lights and red carpets, there lies a theory as mysterious as it is controversial, and that is the claim that Beyoncé, the iconic singer and performer, is the clandestine queen of the Illuminati. The roots of this conspiracy take hold in the early days of Beyoncé's skyrocketing career, as she ascended the heights of fame, first with Destiny's Child and then as a solo artist. Some observers began to talk about the symbols woven into her performances and videos, signs they believe were too deliberate to be mere coincidences. And these symbols, often linked to the storied Illuminati, which is a group alleged to be puppeteers of world events, became the kindling for a firestorm of speculation. The idea of Queen Bee being so connected doesn't start with any overt revelations, but rather with a bunch of insinuations. Beyoncé's performances, laden with complex imagery, have often been dissected by conspiracy theorists. And they point to her use of symbols like the all-seeing eye or the triangle, motifs frequently associated with the Illuminati, as evidence of her alleged ties. And these theorists argue that her influence and stature in the entertainment industry are the result of her Illuminati connections, suggesting a sinister undercurrent beneath her success. However, as we venture deeper, the narrative becomes more intricate. Counterarguments from skeptics and experts in symbolism highlight the dangers of misinterpretation. They suggest that these symbols may merely be part of the artist's exploration of powerful imagery, a common practice in the music industry to evoke intrigue and discussion. But the theory takes a more dramatic turn with Beyoncé's marriage to Jay-Z, another figure often linked to Illuminati rumors. Their union was seen by some as a merging of power within their shadowy group, further fueling the fire of conspiracy. Their combined influence in the music industry, coupled with their immense wealth, has been cited by theorists as proof of their high-ranking status. And the two together are estimated to be worth around $3 billion. So, perhaps they are just very talented and have made the right business investments, or maybe there's some truth to this theory. Beyoncé herself has rarely addressed these rumors directly, adding an air of mystery to the narrative. Her silence is often interpreted in various ways, as confirmation by some, and as a dignified refusal to engage with baseless speculations by others. In the end, the story of Beyoncé and the Illuminati conspiracy is as much about our society's relationship with fame and secrecy as it is about the star herself. And it challenges us to question where truth ends and fiction begins in this mesmerizing dance of celebrity culture that we love. As the stage lights dim and the applause fades, the mystery endures, leaving us to wonder about the realities that might lie hidden beneath the dazzling facade of stardom. Number 2, the Avril Lavigne doppelganger. Breaking into the music scene in the early 2000s, singer Avril Lavigne was once known for her edgy punk aesthetics. But in the mid-2000s, she abruptly changed her image and turned into a pop rock teeny bop singer, shocking fans. By mid-2012, the first news of the conspiracy had popped up. It was a theory that crept slowly into public consciousness, whispered initially in the darkest corners of the internet before spilling into more mainstream discussions. The premise was as startling as it was outlandish. Avril Lavigne, they said, was no longer the Avril the world knew. Instead, a lookalike and personal friend, Melissa Vandella, had taken her place. The roots of this conspiracy sprouted not from a single source, but from a myriad of small, seemingly inconsequential observations and coincidences. Fans pointed to changes in Avril's appearance, subtleties in her facial features, a shift in her fashion sense that seemed to stray from her iconic skater punk style. Conspiracy theorists cite different evidence that the current Avril is in fact Melissa, saying the shape of her eyes are different from the original singer, and that placement of tattoos and freckles are also inconsistent. Fans have also compared her old handwriting to that of some of her newer stuff, and say that they're rather different. Adding fuel to the fire were interviews, old and new, where Avril's demeanor seemed different, her responses less spontaneous, and her laughter a little too rehearsed. Each of these on their own might have been brushed off as the natural evolution of a public figure, but altogether, they wove a narrative that something was amiss. The theory took a darker turn when speculators began to suggest why Avril might have been replaced. The most chilling of these theories posited that the real Avril had met an untimely demise, overwhelmed by the pressures of fame and personal tragedy when her grandparents, who she was close to, passed away. This narrative, devoid of concrete evidence but rich in speculative fervor, painted a picture of a music industry willing to go to great lengths to preserve a profitable star's image. Yet, amidst the swirl of conjecture and hearsay, there remains a stark absence of verifiable proof. No credible sources have come forward to confirm these claims, leaving them in the realm of speculation. Avril herself, when confronted with the theory, has dismissed it with a mix of amusement and exasperation. Number 1. Taylor Swift is a clone. From the world of pop culture, we got a doozy for you with this one. As few tales are as intriguing as the one linking Taylor Swift, the global music icon, to the notorious founder of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey. And while it may seem far-fetched, and probably is, if the devil were to show up and want to be a part of our lives without scaring us off, would they choose to come in with horns and red skin, or as a talented and pretty blonde singer? This theory begins with some subtle clues left along the corners of the internet. They were photos juxtaposing Taylor Swift with Zena LaVey, who is Anton's daughter. The captions would highlight the uncanny resemblance between the pair. This resemblance is not just in facial features, but extends to mannerisms and expressions. As this tale unfolds from there, we delve into the murky waters of cloning technology. The theory posits that in some clandestine laboratory, perhaps under the guise of advancing science, a project was undertaken to clone Zena LaVey. And the result of this experiment? Taylor Swift, a perfect doppelganger, not just in looks, but in spirit. Supporters of the theory point to various clues hidden in plain sight. They dissect Taylor Swift's lyrics, music videos, and public appearances, searching for hints of her supposed true origin. Every cryptic lyric and symbol becomes a piece of evidence, suggesting a connection to the occult and the LaVeys. In her song, for example, "Soon You'll Get Better," she says, "Desperate people find faith." There are many others, but Taylor also has a lot of songs, and so eventually you could pull from them and connect them to pretty much any agenda you may want. The narrative, though, gets more interesting when you ask the question, why clone Zena LaVey in the first place? Well, some theorize it's part of a larger plan to influence the masses, using Taylor Swift's fame and reach to disseminate certain ideologies or beliefs. It's a theory that taps into our deepest fears about control and manipulation by unseen forces. The skeptics, of course, dismiss these claims as fanciful. They argue that the resemblance between Swift and LaVey is coincidental, a quirk of genetics that means nothing more. They point to the lack of concrete evidence and the leaps of logic required to believe in such a conspiracy. But as this bizarre theory winds its way through the corridors of our imagination, it leaves behind more questions than answers. Is Taylor Swift truly a clone of Anton LaVey's daughter, a puppet in a grand, shadowy scheme? Or is this just another example of our propensity for finding connections where none exist? Something to drum up some fun among the mundaneness of our everyday lives? And if that's the case, then what we really have to be asking ourselves is, what the heck are we all doing? So there were five of the strangest celebrity conspiracy theories explained. I'm Andrew. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And if you like this, we also have exclusive content over on our Patreon page where we cover a variety of other topics. Plus, there's an entire library you get access to. The links are down below in the description box. Thanks again for everybody's support and for tuning in. I'll see you guys in the next one.